Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric car news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, September 6th. The IAA Mobility in Munich show, formerly the Frankfurt Auto Show, opens this week, and Electrek is on site with our own booth in the new mobility area. If you're not able to get to Munich, we have virtual tickets on our site. You'll get virtual event experience with access to all of the conference videos, highlights, industry contacts, and more. A lot of announcements are forthcoming, and today we've got quite a few from Mercedes. Today, Mercedes-Benz is launching the EQB, as in Bravo, an electric SUV with up to 7 seats and the answer to the Tesla Model Y. The EQB is going to first come out as the EQB 300 4MATIC, a dual-motor all-wheel drive powertrain. The automaker says that it should allow for 419 kilometers of range on the WLTP standard, meaning around 217 miles on the EPA standard. Mercedes says that it's going to have a longer-range version that will come to match the U.S. launch next year. Pricing hasn't been announced, but we expect something around $50,000. Mercedes has unveiled the production EQE as an Echo, its new E-Class size electric sedan. The design is certainly reminiscent of the EQS, although it's a bit shorter. Fortunately, the interior dimensions are much bigger, thanks to the electric architecture taking less room with the internal combustion engine powertrain. Housing a 90 kilowatt-hour battery pack, the EQS will get close to 400 miles of range on the EPA test. Production is expected to start soon at the Mercedes plant in Bremen for deliveries later this year. As with the EQB as in Bravo, no pricing as of yet. It is expected to be competitive with the E-Class, which starts at $55,000 in the U.S. Mercedes shows off two new concept vehicles. One of them is an off-road concept called the EQG as in Golf, and a Mercedes Maybach EQS as in Sierra, a plush SUV. The EQG as in Golf is based on the ubiquitous G-Class vehicle, but the details on the electric one are sparse. It looks like they had some fun with a Lost in Space meets Star Trek promotional content. For the Maybach, Mercedes has previously announced its intentions to bring an SUV version of the EQS electric sedan to market, and that will come next year. While it's still only a concept, Mercedes is calling it near production. The interior is actually a major highlight, with a spanning screen across the whole dashboard, smooth lines, a flower vase in the back seat, and rose gold reflective trim around the whole cabin. It looks like you would be sitting in a piece of art. Germany's Tagesspiegel newspaper reports that Tesla could be the biggest beneficiary of a new program to secure as much as 1.14 billion euros in government funding. The large size of the amount is due to the increased hiring efforts from Tesla for a battery factory. It's not clear how much Tesla plans to spend specifically on the battery factory, but the automaker has previously indicated plans to spend as much as $5 billion on Gigafactory Berlin and total, and to employ over 10,000 people. Production of the Model Y is expected to begin this October. Polestar has shared new versions of the Polestar 2 sedan, along with pricing, before deliveries begin this month. The newest model of the Polestar 2 will start at a price of 45,500 euros. It'll feature vegan upholstery, Android infotainment system with Google built-in, and a robust over-the-air update capability. Other versions and upgrades have been announced too. The upgraded long-range single motor is 48,500 euros, and the long-range dual motor is 51,500. The pilot pack can be added for 3,500, and the plus pack for 4,500. The pilot pack adds improved lighting and driver assist features, and panoramic glass roof, heat pump, and more luxury items for the plus pack. Also, the performance pack on the dual motor can add another 6,000 euros onto that price. China's Great Wall Motors has announced that it will be launching an all-electric compact plug-in hybrid and an EV coming in Europe. This makes Great Wall Motors the second Chinese car company to sell in Europe, right behind NIO. Great Wall is one of the older Chinese car companies, starting nearly 40 years ago, selling to the likes of Romania, Bulgaria, Italy, Serbia, the UK, a little bit, and Russia. And now, Great Wall Motors has announced that it will begin taking orders for German customers for its Coffee 01 hybrid SUV. Deliveries are slated for the first half of 2022. The EV from Great Wall is called the Aura Cat, and it will reach Europe sometime in 2022. Smart has unveiled an electric SUV. Yes, Smart as in the tiny smart car. The Concept One, as they call it, is an all-electric SUV described as near production that represents the next generation of smart EVs to come. According to the press release, Daimler will be handling the exterior, and interior design will be the partner Geely that will also handle overall development. In true Smart fashion, the so-called SUV is actually quite small. It's about 5.5 feet tall, 14 feet long, and 6.25 feet wide. We imagine the lack of internal combustion engine pieces and transmission will allow for more interior space. Volkswagen unveiled its new ID. Life electric car concept, and they say that it's a taste of an upcoming $24,000 electric car. The concept car features an interior made from recycled plastic and uses a front-wheel drive 172-kilowatt drivetrain powered by a 57-kilowatt-hour battery pack. Volkswagen aims to achieve around 200 miles of range with the finished product, perhaps around the year 2025. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.